I'm Anderson Cooper, reporting from Ashkelon in Israel, northeast of the Gaza border, just a few miles from the Gaza border. All the latest from Israel, as well as the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, and the latest in the cases in the United States. Let's get started. So we've just seen the sirens have just started to go off, and we've just seen some rockets going out, probably to intercept something that's incoming. There you see. There appear to be two interceptions. It's the Iron Dome system here in Ashkelon, but the sirens continue. Frankly, there's not really any place to run to around here, so. Those are the two interceptions from several seconds ago. It just takes a while for the sound to actually get here. And now the sirens have stopped. And people continue to walk around, go about their business. That took place just a short time ago in the last hour here in Ashkelon. As we said, there is hope and there is concern on both sides of this border tonight after what has been a very difficult several days in Gaza. Take a look.
More chaos on the streets of Gaza as Israel again fires nearby a UN school on Sunday. They say they're targeting militants operating nearby, but at least nine others are killed, dozens wounded. The attack brings strong words of condemnation from the United States, saying it's, quote, appalled by the disgraceful shelling, and calling on Israel to do more to avoid civilian casualties. Israel says it's carefully reviewing the attack. The conflict is entering into its fourth week, and already more than 1,800 Palestinians have died in Gaza, mostly civilians, according to local health officials. The Israeli Defense Forces say 64 Israeli soldiers and three citizens have also been killed. CNN's Nick Robertson spoke to the political leader of Hamas this weekend, who said they're ready for a ceasefire.
We don't want war. We want the war to end today.
That same day, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to continue the campaign until their targets are destroyed.
We will regroup and arrange our forces in such a way that will enable us to defend our country. We will continue this operation until the goal will be achieved.
One goal is to destroy Hamas's network of tunnels. Netanyahu says they're almost done with that job, but added the operation will end only when peace and security is restored to the citizens of Israel. Just today, in Jerusalem, two incidents occurred when a man driving an earth mover overturned a passenger bus in central Jerusalem. One Israeli pedestrian was killed. The driver of the earth mover was shot and killed by police, who called it a terror attack. Hamas praised the attack as retaliation against the Israelis. An Israeli soldier was also shot and severely wounded today in Jerusalem after a man on a motorbike opened fire on him. A seven-hour humanitarian ceasefire called by Israel brought temporary relief for residents in Gaza who ventured out of their homes to pick up supplies. But airstrikes continued in other areas. Palestinian officials say at least 18 were killed in Gaza City after a refugee camp was hit. This attack was not considered a violation of the ceasefire, according to the IDF, because it happened just 2 minutes after it was declared, and they say was already in progress. Adding to the tension, IDF soldiers in Gaza announced they found a fighting manual from the Al-Qassam Brigade, the military wing of Hamas, with instructions on urban warfare and instructions on using civilians against the IDF. Proof, according to Israel, that Hamas uses women and children as human shields.